Welcome to the Car Deal Advisor Podcast Show. The presenter of this show is Hugh Hetrick. Get ready for special motoring legends and great deals on your next set of wheels. So the five red lights have just gone out and it's go, go, go.
Hello there, and welcome to the Car Deal Advisor podcast show with me, Hugh Hetrick, and my special guest. This week, it's Andrew Dixon. Hello, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hello again, Hugh. I'm fine, thanks.
You made a brave decision coming back on the show.
Well, silly, maybe.
Don't worry, because you signed all the papers for our lawyers, and they're okay. Happy to have you back. But yes, this week we have quite a show for you. We have got latest breaking news all about Formula One, so you don't want to miss it. And it's not just driver changes. This is about major satellite channels, terrestrial channels, and how Formula One is going to be seen. So that's coming up in a few minutes. And we've also got details about local motor racing and rally events for next year. And of course, it's September, which means it's the new registration. And we've got plenty of deals to keep you going. And if you're looking for a new car, remember to check out our website. So you're listening to the Car Deal Advisor podcast with me, Hugh Hetrick, and my special guest, Andrew Dixon. Andrew, let's turn those lights off and get going.
Okay. Breaking news today. Channel 4 is to broadcast the British Grand Prix live next year. Plus at least highlights of all the other Grand Prix, which is great news, because I thought after this year that was my viewing for next year finished.
Yeah, because they were going to say that was happening. Mm-hmm. They were going to take off Formula One coverage.
From free to view.
Yeah, which I think was a terrible mistake.
It was, because you've got the ready-made market there. Yeah, people have been watching. I know people, in the early days you had to listen to it on the radio. Uh-huh. Off the old newsreels as well, back to 1950. I've got people that old who used to watch it then.
All right. And somebody's going to have to... Well, somebody's got to employ David Coulthard. He's got to do something,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry, David, you're on the show in a while. But he is very good, actually.
Yeah.
And Mark Webber is on it too, and he's very good.
He is, They've got a good team there at Channel 4, and I'm glad, even though I did miss the Italian Grand Prix for other reasons, I will be watching the Singapore Grand Prix this weekend.
Did you not see the highlights?
I didn't know.
Oh my goodness me. You've let slip on a national, international podcast. Your F1 expert missed a race. Don't worry. We had a roundup last week with Jonathan, so we got it all sorted. But you did miss a cracker, actually.
Right.
You'll definitely need to see it. But yes, so that is great news, because not having it on terrestrial TV is really a real pain in the neck. And but mind you, Channel 4, I bet they had to pay a big amount of money for that.
I don't know. I wonder if the new owners, they've got their foot in the door. And
Chase Carey.
They're trying to build up.
Because they're going to lose millions of viewers. Because not everybody wants to have the hassle of having as good as Sky is, so we're not going to have any trouble here. And it would put people off if you had to pay to watch F1. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Last year and the year before, some of the races were not as good as previously, so that put a lot of people off as well. So
and sounding like a Dyson. But in all fairness, I do think they sound a little bit better this year.
But
hopefully they'll start to make a bit more noise in the coming years with all these new regulations.
On the plus side as well, we'll still have Formula E as well. I know I banged on about it last time as well, but I do.
The races are quite good. I just hope the next year when they have just one car for the whole race, I just hope that they can maybe convert the tracks a little bit to make them a bit more kind of full throttle.
And I did suggest to them that they should have a race in Edinburgh, but I think that fell on deaf ears.
So. Well, you never know. We've only been out for a few weeks, so I'm sure that if we keep saying it enough.
Edinburgh would be a good venue.
It would be a great festival. Charter Hall would be even better. Mm-hmm. But we're a bit bumpy at the moment, but in time. How far are we on our crowdfunding campaign?
I don't know.
Need another £299,999,000.
Right.
Well, and £999, sorry.
If I win the lottery tonight, then I'll maybe give you a fiver.
In for the Euro Millions. Well, so there we have it. So, breaking news that Channel 4 is to broadcast the highlights and also the British Grand Prix live next year, which is great. That's really good. And there is more, of course, F1 driver news this week.
The silly season has started. Ricardo to Renault. Now, is that a
That was done a while ago.
Is that a good move?
Well, there's always more to life for the Renault, isn't there? And the Renault team, well, they are getting better, to be fair. But I wonder, just because, I mean, mind you, the Red Bull Renault is just blowing up every opportunity, isn't it? But Hülkenberg seems to do quite well.
He does, but...
But Sainz is not.
Ricardo has got the talent. He should be in Ferrari or Mercedes.
He should have really been partnering Vettel at Ferrari. That would have been much better. I know, that's the thing. Yeah. But, of course, crucially, Kimi Räikkönen, the Iceman.
Way back to Sauber. I just read today that Ferrari showed him the door. I don't know why, because his form has been good recently.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of podiums. Mm-hmm. And he's tended to finish when Vettel hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that last race hurt him. I don't know, but...
Yeah, but he just wasn't... I mean, he used his tyres too much in this last stint. And that's what did it. So Hamilton just closed in on him.
But will this be his last stint now? I mean, he's 38 now.
Yeah, so, 2 years at least ever. It's probably enough to bet anyone off. Mm.
He will be getting a good pay packet.
I do think, mind you, that when he's in Singapore this Sunday, he's just going to say, I know what I'm doing. And then he's just going to take Vettel off. And then say, I can go home now.
But Vettel has to... really win this one this weekend.
He's got to win it, and Hamilton, you know, needs to be a bit further back. But in all credit, Hamilton is doing a phenomenal job at staying out of trouble.
Do you think that's just the car, or?
I think the Italian Grand Prix was phenomenal. It was one of his classics, climbing to the field, and he did the same move that where Vettel spun off, but in 2010 against Massa. And Massa hit him, and this time Hamilton went off, and that was him out of the race, and really pretty much out of the championship because he was in really good form on that day. But he was fair; he gave Vettel enough room, and that was that. So
off track.
He's gone very vegan, isn't he?
He's
very vegetarian. Give him a corn pasta for lunch, you know.
But all his off track activities. I mean. Years ago, you know, the drivers had to crack the whip and stay under the team manager's thumb. But now they seem to...
He has a big place in Los Angeles.
Right? They attract a lot of bad publicity now, which is strange.
But, he has lots of tattoos and different things, but he's got his money and he seems to be, a huge talent and very interesting. So, I do like him. Mm-hmm. And I'm really pleased that we've got a really good British, British driver. And, of course,
Lando Norris. Yes, Lando Norris. As well. Now, we'll have to see how he develops as well. I don't know if McLaren's going to make that greater progress for next year, though.
With the Renault engine. It's going to be interesting because there's another chap called George Russell. Also battling for the Formula 2.
Is he not in the Mercedes program?
He could well be.
I wonder if they'll give him a chance as well.
It's going to be interesting. But it's great at least that we've got British drivers coming up through the field in the lower formula, and then of course Lando Norris, who seems to be. I saw a video with him, and he seems to be, they're all a bit kind of like, the characters that are very controlled and say, for the team and all the rest of it, but we'll see how he gets on. But it could be, he's only 18, so it's going to be a real test for him.
Has he got a driver's license yet?
He can drive a scooter. But, obviously he's got enough super license points because he's done all the testing and he's done the practice sessions. So he did the practice at Hungary, I think it was. So he's certainly going to be. I think he'll be good. Thing is, when Lewis started 11 years ago, 2007, his first start in Australia, he went past two people and finished second, I think it was, to Alonso.
Leclerc's to Ferrari as well. He seems talented as well. But everyone puts too much pressure on them now. It's crazy.
Big expectancy, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could have done it. I might have got into a Formula One car. Whether I could get out again is another matter. But where's the hoist,
I couldn't do it now with my knees.
It's my stomach. I was like, I think I probably, in one day, what a racing driver eats in a week. But they're not allowed to go to KFC, are they?
Right. I know Lando and Leclerc, I think, are the two to watch for next year.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good.
Yeah.
No, it should be fun. It should be fun. But so.
Also, Alonso as well to IndyCar.
Yes, because he's retiring. Yes, yeah, I think he's pretty much out.
He'll be totally out for the Indy 500 win next year. But that makes Raikkonen the old man of Formula One now.
Maybe Mansell, was he not 41 when he won the World Championship?
Yeah. And Brabham, Jack Brabham retired at 44.
I'm only 43.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time for you now.
In my diesel, for me, you know. And, I'm afraid I'm too slow for that. There's a lot of news certainly there on Formula One.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I think, hopefully, I just want bigger and more better sounding engines. Yeah. But hopefully for next year, it will be good and we'll see how they get on.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that rounds up our Formula One section for this week on the Car Do Advisor podcast show. And we're going to take a very quick break, so you can go and get a cup of tea, but we are stuck in our room. We'll speak to you in a few seconds. At cardioadvisor.co.uk, we can help you save thousands of pounds on your next new car or van. And we can also source second-hand cars as well. And we can save you money on car rental, whether it be in the UK and abroad. Just click our rental link on the website. And we'll give you a free gift if you trade in your car with We Buy Any Car using our special website link. So go to the website now and see how much you can save. And it's back to the show. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Car Do Advisor podcast show. And now we have some special news regarding the Borders rallying calendar.
Now, I believe, I've read it anyway, that the Jim Clark Reavers rally should be back next summer. But not the full rally. I think there'll be a lot of legal things
still to do.
Yes,
But it hopefully will be maybe from Duns.
The Reavers. So it'll be a smaller scale, but hopefully that'll lead to the full one in 2020, hopefully.
Yeah, it would be great. I mean, it's wonderful when they close the streets of Duns and they race around the place. It's fantastic. No, that would be really good.
Yeah, I've read that, so hopefully they can pull it off for next May or June, hopefully.
No, that would be something. Mm-hmm. And do you have other motoring news for...
I do have, but I can't really reveal it.
At the moment.
That's fine.
So we'll have that in a few
weeks'
time.
I've got two pieces of information that both have to be verified, but they are,
they're coming through in a few weeks' time. No, that's fine. Yeah, we'll keep our listeners with their ears burning, waiting to find out exactly what's going on in Borders motoring and Borders rallying and so on. But, we will go on to cars. Now, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you, Andrew. Anyone who listened to our last show with Andrew, bearing in mind this is a car show and we're all supposed to be car enthusiasts, but I asked Andrew, so if you could have any amount of money in the world to buy the car you would like, Andrew said, I think I'll just buy an old second-hand car. And I'm like, oh, you nearly killed the show. And how did I rescue it from there? So, do you have a different answer for me this time, Andrew?
I do like the vintage ones, but...
You can get one of those vintage E-types, and they make those replica E-types and things like that.
I could get a new Jaguar, couldn't I?
Anyone can afford a Jaguar on a PCP.
Well...
$199 a month, just about. You know?
A new Jag, but are they as sexy as the 60s ones?
Well, I do quite like the XC.
Right.
And there are some quite good deals on them. Especially if you get a nice auto, it's got a lovely kind of round bit that comes up from the centre console. Or the XF, and I mean the F-Type. You can get a 2-litre F-Type coupe for about $40,000.
My heart is still with vintage, but...
I thought you were going to say your heart's with a Picanto. No. I was going to say, out you go.
No, we had a problem with that yesterday. Something happened to it, I don't know what. So my girlfriend had to go and get it seen to, but... I don't know what it is with them. It could be
Is it engine management light?
Well, or is it just she said it was that it just wouldn't start up for some reason. We've had the problem before. It's a spark
this,
club.
You know what? The car won't start. Have you put the key in it, dear?
It's not the front door key, is it?
You know, you have to put the clutch in there. Remember, because some of them won't let you start the car without putting the clutch in.
Remember, she does listen to this. So I think you're in bother now.
Yes, my other hobby is Kevlar sales. I'm now going into body armour. You know?
The last time we had a problem, it was the spark plug leads, which is a strange one.
All right. Mine, Kia's got like a 7-year warranty on it, so they should replace them straight off.
Yeah, they replaced them, but it's a strange one to have in this day and age.
We've got an annoying thing with our Clio. It's the tyre pressure monitor light keeps coming on, even though it's
tyre
down the
pressure
tire.
Monitor light? What's that?
Well, it's like an orange thing. I had it once on my other car. But in fact, we had it on our old Hyundai i10.
I've just recently updated to central locking.
That was about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but we just got it last year.
Oh, that's fine. But it keeps going on. If you don't, it's something you've got to set it. Once you've done your tyre pressures, you have to press a button, but I don't know what button to press. I actually went, this is a good story, actually. I went into the Renault dealer in Edinburgh, and I won't mention the names, but it was the major one in Side Hill, and they didn't know what to do. They said, why don't you read the manual?
Right.
And I said, I've come all the way and popped in from Edinburgh to tell me that you can go and read the manual. And that was that. So I thought, there's no point trying to get any more out of Renault.
Was the aftercare good?
Well... I mean, they're shocking. The thing is, you buy Renault Dacias are actually really good cars.
Are the lawyers listening?
No, well, our lawyers are based in Iran, so they don't really allegedly. It was interesting.
Right.
But no, it's common knowledge. If you go to Renault dealers and they get this after sales, it's terrible.
Does Ricardo know this yet?
The Renaults are going to pop in the Red Bull, but they're going to be even more popping when he goes to the Renault, their Renault team.
Tire pressure, what's that?
Well, orange light in the middle of the dashboard. It was like, you can't change it.
He is considerably faster than you, Ricardo.
It's going to be something, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Renault after sales service is notoriously bad. Right. Oh, terrible. I mean, the thing is, it's because I don't think they have so much electronics in the cars, but I don't think they train the mechanics on how to actually fix them. Or, you know, there's so much stuff, they just plug it in and expect it to fix it. And it doesn't. And they need to have more technical expertise. But that's that's Renault. I don't think, they're not quite at the bottom of the
Jane car service. I don't think you're going to be on the guest list for next year's British Grand Prix now.
Well, they'll be for, I'm trying to think, Sauber, and the Fiat like me, Fiat, FCA group like me, I think, it was something. So I had to drive all the way back and the light's still on. But it's not affecting the car.
Right.
In all fairness, I'm getting 70 to the gallon in a Renault Clio diesel.
Right.
Can't beat that.
No. Well, Daniel, try and beat that next year.
Yeah, he gets about 3 mpg in his... I don't know how many MPG they get in it, because on the old V8s it was pretty low, but I think the hybrid's supposed to be quite a bit better. Right. Yeah, look, MPG, put it in the economy board, yes. And
180 miles an hour, what is
exactly
that like?
Why is everyone flying past me at 230? we'll get the award for the economy of the year, that's the thing. That was my Renault story.
Right. But no, to get back to your question, maybe a Jaguar, or I don't know if I'd take a Mercedes now. I don't know.
I do like the E-Class Coupe. E-Class Coupe is rather nice.
My cousin works at Mercedes in Coldstream. I wonder if he's got any deals he could get.
Discounts. Andrew and I would like some serious discount.
And a decent cup of coffee the next time we're in.
Are you saying that Mercedes customer service isn't as good as you expect?
I pass it twice a day and I've never been in.
They have some nice cars in there, actually.
They do.
And some well-priced cars, actually. No, they are good.
Yeah.
I think Mercedes is, it's now they build a car for everybody, don't they?
Right.
So they've got a great range. So let's try and scoop ourselves out of the ditch. But, But yes, no, it's interesting though, because our listeners, you know, they obviously have a wide range of cars. And it is true. I mean, some, you go to some dealers and you just know it's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. You can just tell when you're standing in the queue at customer service of what kind of mood the people are in. I went into a garage and the customer service crew were actually arguing amongst themselves. Right. And I thought, what hope have I got of getting my car serviced for this, you know?
When I was going to change my car a few years ago, I tried to say, oh, would you not fill up the tank for me? And they wouldn't even do that for me.
Really?
No.
My goodness, was that a local garage?
It was a local garage, yeah. So I haven't been back there since.
Well, next time come to me, Andrew. Okay. All right? And I can make a quick buck. And then it was like, but I'll put some fuel in it for you. You know, I might water it down, but I'll put some fuel in it. You know. But I know it is car sales and car deals, isn't it? It's quite the dealership experience can be really good. We got the Renault there. We sourced it actually through Motorpoint, because they were extremely good. The price was excellent. Car needed a little bit of TNC when we got it. There were one or two little scratches that they didn't tell us about. But other than that, it was fine.
Well, funnily enough, the car I've got, we noticed all the scratches the day we took it home, and we went in to get them buffed out. And they're still there. So, which is
sometimes
strange.
With metallic paint, they kind of almost hide on the sunlight. Yeah. It's quite, because we saw that on our Clio, and you didn't see it at first, but under certain angles you see it. So unfortunately, we found out that car has been ex-mobility.
Right.
And sometimes, well, they always used to say motability cars were really good, but I've seen a lot of them come back in shocking condition, but especially ones that have been cancelled before the end of their term, because it means that usually people have lost the DLA, which means they're arguing with the benefits law. So that, you know, so obviously they just don't care about the car and they just scratch it and don't really give two rips, or they've had a dog in the back or something. So, you know, and if it's been like that, you can tell because the trim's beaten or it's all worn down and that, but they just have to get rid of them. So motability cars, a word of warning for our listeners, be very careful when the dealer says, oh, it's X motability, because they're not always as good as you might think. There we are. Well, we're going to take a quick Cardio Advisor commercial break, which means it's me again, as you're about to hear in a few seconds' time. So get yourself another cup of tea, and we'll speak to you in a sec. For more information, go to cardioadvisor.co.uk. And you can see all the special offers that we have on the website. And remember, we have our YouTube channel, which is at QHatTrick. And also, we have our podcast on Podbean, on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Anchor FM. And if you like what you hear, please like and subscribe to our shows. Or you can donate every month for just a pound. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. And welcome back to the Cardio Advisor podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest who has dared to come back into the study with me, Hugh Hattrick. It is Andrew Dixon.
Hello again.
Yes. So now we're going to do September deals. We have some amazing deals actually that are available. Okay. How about up to 45% off a Renault van?
Right.
It's not bad going, is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to talk about this van, actually, because they're quite fun. Nowadays, you know, in the old days, vans were pretty dull.
Yeah.
And it was very, very basic. I mean, they were fun to drive, but they were always quite basic. Now, they're doing everything to make them a bit more sporty. Right. And Renault have introduced what they call the Formula vans. So they have it on the Kangoo, on the Traffic, and also on the Master.
Okay.
And they're black paint with a kind of yellow stripe, kind of like it's like the Renault F1 team. So they've got the yellow stripe on them, and it's all, you know, carbon fibre lookalike kind of paintwork. And you have alloy wheels. But they're actually quite a good price. Right. For example, the Renault Kangoo, which is the kind of smallest van that you can buy in the Renault range. Still, you can put a decent amount of stuff in it. But it starts off at just over, I think it was £12,500 plus VAT and road fund licence, which is a phenomenal deal, because that should normally be about £18,000 plus VAT. So it's well over a third off that one. And if you're looking for the Renault Traffic van, which is the same size as a very similar size to a Ford Transit, the Ford Transit Custom, they're doing the Formula version of that for just £17,395 plus VAT and on the road fund license and delivery, which is a phenomenal discount. It's about 40% plus off. And they're a really good van, because if you're a tradesman and you want your van to be seen and stand out, then if it's black on the outside with this wonderful yellow stripe, it looks really cool. And then you can still put your advert on and get it in a nice modern decal And they look brilliant.
Yeah.
So it's so if you're looking for a van, then I strongly suggest go onto our website or give us an email at info@cardioadvisor.co.uk, or you can give us a call on 01361 315 014. Yes, and I'm busily ready waiting for your call. But yeah, there's some phenomenal deals on vans on pretty much all makes and models. It's the same with the Vauxhall van too.
Did you say you had a deal on a Skoda as well?
I do. I have a deal on a Skoda Octavia, a phenomenal deal. And if you haven't been to our Facebook page, hint, hint, visit our Facebook page. It is at Car Deal Advisor. Now, let me tell you about the deal on the award-winning Skoda Octavia. Now, the keen listener probably knows what award the Skoda Octavia has won. In fact, it may have been more than one. So how about sending us an email and telling us what award has the Skoda Octavia won, and we will put you in the draw for some more Amazon vouchers. So you know what to do. Give us an email at info@cardioadvisor.co.uk and we'll put you into the hat. Now, it's the Skoda Octavia 1 litre TSI 115 horsepower SE technology. 5-door manual with start-stop. And it's petrol. Now, have a guess what you think this might be. It's a big car, size nearly to a Mondeo, isn't it? It's a
good,
Just £165 and 5 pence a month,
right?
Including that on a personal contract hire. And all you need to do for the initial deposit is £990 and 29 pence, including that. So for 165 quid a month, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a, what they call a 24-month deal, so a 2-year deal.
Right.
And that's it. You just simply, it's six payments up front, and then it's 23 payments of 165 and 5 pence. And then at the end of the term, you simply hand it back.
Okay.
It's very, very easy. And the only fee on top of that that you would have to pay is a one-off fee just for our services, which is a what we call an admin fee of £295. Right. But then that's it done. And you can be driving away in a brand new Skoda Octavia 1 litre 115 SE technology. Pretty good,
yeah,
I think,
that's
isn't
good.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say then has been one of your best cars?
I did like the Ford Ka.
Aye, yeah, they were very good. Yeah, drive,
and this was the original ones, not the.
Aye, the original ones were much more fun.
Yeah,
so they were much better.
That did go really fast for some reason, and it was fun to drive.
Yeah, quite a lot of fuel as well.
Now, the one of the worst I had was the first Kia I had. Because the axle actually flexed.
Goodness.
When you're going round a corner, you could feel it flex under you.
Goodness me.
But that's all stopped now, thankfully.
That is something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, some kind. I mean, I remember I had a Proton MPV saloon, and that way back in about 1998. It only cost me 1,200 quid. And it was only 3.5 years old. That was an ex-Motability car too, but it had been a smoker's car and the roof was black. And I had to get it balloted, and they still didn't remove any of the soot that was on the roof. And but I went to the scrapyard to get a spare wheel, and I just put it in the boot because it was so dodgy going around corners. If you lift it off, it would just back end would just come round. So I used to put this big heavy wheel on the boot to weigh it down a bit, so it meant it didn't take off or want to overtake the front whenever I went round a corner. I thought that was very reliable.
Right. Oh, no, the Ford car was real nice. I mean, I regret getting rid of it now, really. And I don't think I'd have a new one, a new car.
It sounds to me like we might have to do a crowdfunding deal to see if we can get you a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone out there feeling generous?
We've still got Charter Hall to finance as well.
That's true. But actually, the more and more I think about F1 and needing new racetracks, could you imagine if Scotland had its own race? I think it would be phenomenal. Yeah. And when you look at the area that's available, I think
we could just flatten half a Duns to get a new airport.
Yeah. I didn't say that, you know. I'll give you Andrew's address at the end of the show.
I don't live in Duns.
No, you won't be now. The headhunters will be after you. You know, but
there's enough space near Charter Hall for a...
Oh, there's loads of space. You could easily... There's lots of space available there. Yeah. All around, it's pretty flat as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just farmland, so...
Jackie Stewart still flies into Charter Hall to go shooting.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we try and keep whatever we could of the original runway and stuff, but I think you'd have to use quite a bit of it around. But when you look at, that's what I love when they start the Formula One shows and you get the helicopter views of all the areas and you see what it's like round and about. I definitely reckon there's enough space at Charter Hall to be able to do it.
Before they moved to Ingleston, they were actually thinking of upgrading the whole track, but
at Charter Hall. Really?
Yeah.
Before they moved to Ingleston.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it would have cost too much, I reckon.
In those days. See, it's different. In all fairness, nowadays it is possible to raise money with crowdfunding. Yeah, so give us a wee while and then we'll see what we can do. Mm-hmm. Either that or we're going to have to get the balaclavas on and Rob Burney or something. We're going to have to burn his tea factory or something in somewhere. You know? But it was like... we'll see what we can. We'll see what kind of crazy scam we can come up with. I know it would be amazing to get to get a proper racetrack in Scotland. Yeah. So let us know what you think. If you think that Charter Hall should be a Formula One track, give us an email, and I'll give you another email address for you to choose. It's podcast@cardioadvisor.co.uk, and let us know what you think. And remember, you can go to our Facebook page, which is @cardioadvisor, and we are also on YouTube with Hugh Hattrick. Just put my name in and it should come up with my videos. I always update them every so often, so there's new videos coming on every week or so. And we've got all our podcast shows online on iTunes, on Podbean, Anchor FM and SoundCloud. And there's many more to come. So then, Andrew, what would be your motoring idea of the week? Do you have something that would be a lasting sentiment of motoring advice to our listeners?
Well, I don't really have anything like that, but I've been hearing recently from a friend, you're trying to get Andrew Cowan on the show.
Yes.
Now, this is the 50th anniversary of his first London to Sydney rally win, 1968.
Right.
Now, there's going to be a celebration of it in Australia, mm-hmm. where he finished, but nothing in Britain.
Nothing
which,
in Britain.
Which seems to be a total shame.
Yeah.
Now, he won it in 68 and 77, and he still owns the winning car, which has been shipped to Australia for the celebration.
Oh, wow.
But unfortunately, Andrew can't make it across there. So there should really be one in Britain as well.
I mean, that would be, because he's still got an incredible rallying history.
I mean, he was boss of Mitsubishi at the end.
I used to see him getting interviewed and that in its famous years, and really brought it to be so successful. And,
well, he just lives near us.
It's motor racing in the border, isn't it? It's just, it's in the blood.
But I really do think that even the Berwick and District Motor Club, which he's still a member of, should have a wee lunch or whatever just
You think it'd 50th be anniversary. Exactly, because I mean, it's for, to have that kind of success and then not to be remembered.
I mean, he was a great friend of Jim Clarksdale. They farmed together, they grew up together. I mean, we had the celebrations for Jim last year and in 2015 as well, so they should have one for Andrew as well, I think.
No, definitely. Well, hopefully when we get a chance to interview Andrew in the next few months or so, hopefully quicker than that, we'll be able to go over his incredible history and celebrate the good points there. But excellent. Well, we're coming to the end of this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, you can like and share our podcast. It really helps us if you subscribe to the channels as well. But we hope that you have a wonderful week and safe and pleasant motoring. You've been listening to the Cardio Advisor podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon. We'll see you soon and take care. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.